Joseph Kony and the LRA, of course, have been a threat for more than 25 years now to civilians who live in the areas where they operate. But one of the things we've been documenting since the beginning of this year is that, in fact, attacks by the LRA have increased in the Central African Republic, which is where the LRA are largely based at the moment. So between January and March, we have now documented over 53 new attacks. And this is a pretty dramatic increase on last year in 2011, when in fact the attacks by the LRA had been reduced quite dramatically.
How do you know that these are LRA rebels?
Well, Human Rights Watch have been on the ground in southeastern Kar for 3 weeks in March and in April. And, you know, what we do is talk directly to the victims and the witnesses, those who were attacked, those who have seen and who were able to identify without any question that their attackers were the LRA. Now, it is true that there are other armed groups that are beginning to operate in this part of the Central African Republic, but the attacks that we had documented were not by these other armed groups. They were clearly LRA attacks and bore all the hallmarks of an LRA attack.
Do you know, or does anybody know, the exact whereabouts of the LRA leader, Joseph Kony?
From what we understand, is Joseph Kony and a small group of his followers, including some of the abductees, they are now in southern Darfur. So, in fact, have crossed the border from the Central African Republic into South Darfur, where the Ugandan army, together with the American military advisors, are unable to go. We do also know, however, though, that two of the other top leaders sought on an arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court, that is Dominic Ong Gwen and Okot Odhiambo, who are two other senior LRA leaders. They are still in the Central African Republic, according to the latest information. And so there appears to be more of a push to see if they can apprehend those two leaders.
And how about the strength of this rebel outfit? Does anybody know how many they are who are involved?
Well, what I can tell you is the estimates that Mila are giving us. So they believe that there's between 150 to 300 combatants that remain, plus, of course, hundreds of abducted children and adults. So the group is certainly smaller than it has been in the past. But I have to say, as you know, we have been documenting, the attacks by the LRA on civilians continue, and they continue to have the strength to be able to do that, to abduct and to kill. And they certainly remain a serious threat for the people who have the misfortune to live in this area. And that's one of the reasons why we put out a statement yesterday, because one of the things missing here is really concrete proposals of how people are going to be protected and how we can ensure that the LRA doesn't add new victims to its ranks and doesn't kill more people than it has in its past 25 years.
We understand the Ugandan Army, the Uganda People Defense Forces, are reportedly pursuing LRA rebels in the Central African Republic. This very army couldn't flush out Kony in more than 20 years inside Uganda. How possible is it that they could arrest him or stop his atrocities in a foreign country?
I think that is, of course, one of the key questions here. Do we have the right forces that are attempting to apprehend Kony? Are they the ones that are going to have any success? It is, of course, true that the Ugandan army have tried for over 20 years and have not been able to apprehend the senior leaders of the LRA. I think this is why the assistance by the United States through 100 military advisors that President Barack Obama agreed to last year is a very interesting development and gives new hope and new possibilities to an apprehension. And also the declarations by the African Union to now put in a regional task force of some 5,000 troops to try and give efforts to apprehend Joseph Kony and the other leaders a better chance. I hope that that will materialize. I hope these are not empty promises, because I think we do need to see strengthened efforts, not just to apprehend Joseph Kony and other leaders, but also to rescue those in the ranks of the LRA, to ensure that civilians are protected, and to help with rebuilding these areas so devastated by the LRA's attacks.